Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to my podcast, and today I'll be talking about Shape on a Baby by Ari Lennox. So, let's get to it.
How did Shape on a Baby album by Ari Lennox help her to arise of success? Firstly, we should understand her background. According to Wikipedia, Courtney Shanice Salter, born March 26, 1991. Known professionally as Ari Lennox, is an American singer and songwriter from Washington, D.C. She signed to J. Cole's record label, Dream Records. She released her first EP on the label on October 21, 2016, titled Far, where she began gaining recognition. Her music genre is R&B and neo soul. The album Shape on a Baby was released on May 7, 2019. According to Donna Claire Chessman, she states that Shape on a Baby is a modern triumph with wonderful old-school sensibilities. Moreover, Ari Lennox stated that this is for black women because we don't just get enough love, and I want little girls to look at me and I want them to say, I'm proud of my blackness. I'm proud of my skin. God made no mistakes when he created us. There are 12 songs. These are number 1, Chicago Boy. Number 2, Break Me Off. Number 3, Broke, featuring Jed. Number 4, Up Late. Number 5, Shape on a Baby, featuring J. Cole. Number 6, Speak to Me. Number 7, New Apartment. Number 8, FaceTime. Number 9, Pop. Number 10, I've Been. Number 11, Whipped Cream. From my point of view, there are two songs which seem to be based on Ari Lennox's personal experience, which are New Apartment and I've Been. If we look at the lyrics New Apartment, there is a use of descriptive language shown at the end of the song to describe the feelings. Ari Lennox said, I'm sad, and then I just started thinking about life like I'm lonely. And then I started thinking about my couch and my table and my chairs and all this fucking shit I have. And it's just like, all the furniture you get does not keep you warm at night. Your furniture is not gonna fucking have sex with you. Your furniture is not gonna fucking teach you how to doggy. It's not gonna teach you how to roller skate. And then I realized, oh my god, I need people. From the lyrics, there's an element of sadness because she does not have anyone to share life with. A romantic relationship. Moreover, this is like an advice to us that sometimes we need people in our lives, especially the ones who care about us. Her interview with DJ Booth clearly shows that this is one of her important songs in her album, Shape on a Baby. Ari Lennox stated that, it's good to have a few connections with people because someone else's energy can really help you if you're feeling dangerously low or anxious. Moreover, she said, what I've found most exciting is spending time with family. This is why the song New Apartment is based on a personal experience. The song I've Been by Ari Lennox clearly shows that it is based on a personal experience. If we look at the end of the lyrics, it seems like a story. Ari Lennox said, "You know, life is too short to be blocking your blessings like that. To be blocking potential blessings like, yeah, you may never get married again. You may never find the love of your life again. But hey, that's life. And please, don't be in a situation where that person is tearing you down mentally, emotionally, physically. We have heard it a million times. I think emotional abuse is way worse than physical sometimes. Cause that just fucks up your whole mind. You could develop mood disorders like that. Mood disorders. You guys, tell me why this old nigga from my past hit me up talking about some. Is your name Courtney? Did you go to pop the tree in the first, second, third grade? And you had like a light-skinned sister? And you had a crush on me? I was like, yeah, that sounds like me. But my thing is, like, nigga, like, you feeling yourself. You feeling yourself a little too hard. Talking about, you had a crush on me. Nigga, yes. At like, fucking 7. Relax. Relax." From the lyrics, she gives advice that we should not let bad experiences to get in the way of us living our lives. Moreover, the use of the word Courtney is Ari Lennox's real name. Hence, this song is obviously based on her personal experience. The title of the album, Shea Butter Baby, is probably a symbol of all black women to be proud of being black. From an interview with DJ Booth, she stated that somebody from Dreamville, a guy named Matty, he's the one who used to call me Shea Butter Baby. Hence, everything about this album is Dreamville to the core. At the DJ Booth interview, she stated that the best advice Cole gave her for the album was, "Don't be afraid to save the best records for the album and let the other songs that are just as beautiful but don't quite fit. Don't be afraid to let them have their own space. Hence, without Dreamville, this album would not exist." So, that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time.
Cross my mind 1,000 times the cost. was fine, I draw the line. I'm back, relapse, I'm fainting. Yes, what's that? In fact, I'm drinking.
Coconut oil, the scent of your body still lingers on sheets. I got a shot at you, you wanna reach. Cop that, trigger release. Pop that top, take a sip of your holiest water. I know I'm a part of your flow now. Say when you cut it, don't matter, you love her. Now you got part of her soul now. I ain't know them, but I know now. Apologies, dude, more than a few. The ones I ran through, but never loved you. I pray you found peace in your home now. I'm doing better, I got me a chocolate bar. Comment on top of the bar. Think of the shape of the lick in the places you only gon' lick when you rock with a fuck. Ever.
You lost in the shade.